Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. So it's been a bit of a quiet week news-wise, you know, who cares about fucking what's going on in the world, really?
It's always something, mate.
Yeah, and there's too much political stuff that we can't really
answer. Yeah, I was literally going to say there's no right answer, I think, with this one.
Well, I think the main thing that I will bring up of what's gone on this week is the uproar on the new Marks and Spencer's Christmas advert.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this with the Christmas party hats.
Yeah, so but there's more to it than that, because there's literally everyone that's been offended from all aspects of life have made their voice be heard about this now. So it starts off with changing Christmas to Thismas.
What?
So it's Thismas. Instead of Christmas, they're taking the Christ out of Christmas and they've changed it to this. So Christmas has now got pronouns.
Yeah, it's weird because it's not called a Christmas sale anymore. It's called a winter sale. They've already...
Should it be a winter sale? Why can't it just be holiday sale? Because it is, it's the holidays. Yeah. It's not just the Christmas, is it? You know, there's everyone else's holidays. So
it's literally just one thing after another, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, you just can't get a fucking break.
I know. Well, I'll briefly break down the advert in general for anyone that hasn't seen it. So yeah, it starts off with Thismas instead of Christmas. There's the one chap. No, it's all celebrities. I don't know who they are, to be honest. There's the chap who's holding the little Christmas angel or Mother Mary, whatever it is, in his one hand. But then in his other, he's got the empty cardboard of a bog roll, toilet roll. Mm. And so he puts that onto the top of the Christmas tree and like, shakes his head at the traditional little fairy, whatever it is. I'll get onto that in a minute. Then there's the lady that's she's decorating a gingerbread house, and then she gets the flamethrower and starts burning the marshmallows, which that was pointless as well. And then there's whatever little table Christmas scene, and the lady, another lady, ends up getting the Christmas hats and throws them into the tree cutter, the hedge trimmer thing, so it all shoots up in the air, looks like glitter. Falling back to the floor. I think it ends with one of them little dickhead elves, elf on the shelf thing, flying through. Well, one of them twats it, and then another lady picks it up, and she just has a little cheeky grin.
Sorry, I've only seen the Christmas hat bit, the picture with the Christmas hat, and he seemed to look like he was in the fire pit or whatever he was.
It's when these tree surgeons come around and they take a tree down, they'll throw the branches into one of these machines that just treads all the branches and that. Why she's even got one of those out in Christmas, I don't know.
Literally, I've seen it.
Sorry, Christmas.
I've seen it, and I was just like, nope, I don't care. Like, scrolled up, but I didn't know that advert had that much bullshit in. Look, just stop trying to make a statement. Like, literally, just stop.
Yeah,
it's too much too often.
But they've tried to be too woke with it. That's what the problem is.
Who cares? If I've seen something that says Dismas on it, I'm never ever picking it up.
No,
fucking bastards. Just fucking keep.
Keep
it real. Fucking hell.
So that's the initial problem. As soon as it comes up with Dismas instead of Christmas, that's what people have started off with initially. But there's no need for it. You know, everyone knows it's Christmas. Doesn't matter what religion you are, fucking, but whether you believe in a god or Santa or fucking Easter Bunny or whatever, doesn't matter. Look, everyone knows it's Christmas. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
So just leave it as it is. Or don't even change the word. Just this holiday season, just whatever. No need to fucking mess with it. But they have. Then the I don't know the fella's name, but with him trying to like the judging shaking his head at the traditional top of the tree ornaments, being a star, an angel, whatever. You know, just shaking his head as if to say, "Look, this is disgusting. Why have I even got it in my hands?" Well, there's just no need for it.
Fuck me.
Now, fair enough, I've seen other people over the years and on the TV and that, where they'll put, when the kids have made one at school, they put that on the top. And a lot of the time that is.
It doesn't mean, it's just an ornament on the tree. It doesn't mean anything. Just an ornament. No,
I have one.
I think we've got a Father Christmas, a Santa Claus that sits on ours.
Yeah. And no. If you're that bothered about what goes on the top of your tree, why have you got a tree in the first place?
Why are these people? I mean, some people just beg you for the money and that. Like, yeah. I would never do any, like, there's just, as an adult, there's not many things you believe in, but that Christmas feel, you still get it. Fair enough, you don't like Pearly. But that feeling, you get it. Look.
Yeah, for me, look, Christmas hasn't been the same since being an adult, really, because it's for kids. And obviously, we haven't got any kids, so it's not been the same. No. But having the dog at least as well, because you're getting the little presents for the dogs.
I'm going to, but obviously, when you have the Christmas tree up, or the ornaments are.
Again, yeah, because I haven't really decorated the house for a good few years because, well, you know, beforehand it was the whole pub downstairs when I was living upstairs above the pub. All of that was decked out, so I didn't need to do anything to mine. And then when I've been living in the house, I've got a little tree that I made myself, a little wooden one. But, you know, it's not. As I said, I've got no kids, so I don't need to put presents everywhere. I don't need to decorate. You know, it's so. I want to see, I'll just walk into Home Bargains or whatever, or Asda, or go into any pub.
I have to admit, I like my house looking like a bit of a grotto. I've got all the little ornaments at the line up.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, there's just something nostalgic. I think it's that nostalgic feel that you can't replicate. There's, you know.
Yeah, I think because of me, I had that many different, but obviously, mum's house, decorations there, going to dad's decorations. It was too mixed in a broken childhood, essentially, you know, divorced parents going around to my dad's, and there was, like, you know, all the brothers and sisters there, and that, and it was just too busy. So, apart from when I had my initial alone time on the Christmas morning, opening my own presents, that was the main thing I enjoyed about it.
You know, I think you should do this year, get your own tree, mate, your own ornaments. You'd be well away.
We'll see how that one goes.
I think you should. Don't get a real tree. Well, some people probably say I get a real tree, but...
Nah, because even when I had a little tree before, it was just a little, 2 foot tall
plastic. The fibroctic one.
Yeah, there's that one. And it was literally just a plastic black tree. It's just since I've been in Coventry, really, I haven't done any of the Christmas decorations, but...
Yeah, going back to it, I mean, literally, it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
Just a nonsense advert for nonsense.
As I say, if you're bothered about what's going on top of your tree, don't have a tree.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be celebrating it whatsoever.
No, so, you are.
There's that. And then when the lady starts burning the marshmallows on the gingerbread house, that's symbolising burning traditions on her blog. Now, fair enough, if she was just roasting the marshmallows, same, but she's literally there. She starts burning the Christmas cards and everything to say, we're burning away this holiday. We're burning away the traditions.
So I'm just trying to find the cast to it. Just you got the girl from
I think
Ted Lasso.
Sophie Ellis Bextor, maybe.
The chap.
Yeah. Again, I don't know his name.
I mean, you can tell just follow that anyway. You know.
Yeah. burning away the Christmas traditions. And then with the destruction of the Christmas hats, it's all these protesters, because of everything that's going on with Iran and all that moment, they're saying that it's the same colours as the flag. So it's disrespectful to the flag and everything that's going on. But you know yourself, you have a Christmas popper, you pull it, you get a little paper hat, and you generally have
green,
white, blue, gold, depending on how much you spend on your bloody Christmas crackers. So it's not like someone sat there and thought, I know, I'm going to get these specific colours because I don't know what's going on and I want to prove a point. But no one's bought that.
You know what the irony is? They're trying to make a statement and be politically correct. It's come back at them. So that's a good thing, but it's still, it's just nonsense on top of nonsense. Well, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
because they've gone too politically correct, there's no straight family and kids represented in the advert. It's all from different diversities and nationalities and whatever. So you've got, if you want to be a bit extreme with the wording, you've got the EDLs, the true Brits, Brexit mean Brexit people, moaning that, well, hang on, where's the normal white family that are happily married with a couple of kids sitting there? So literally anyone that wants to have their opinion, their little cry about it, has moaned. And so I'm surprised the advert wasn't taken straight down off the TV.
It's just, when you think about stuff like this, for me, it's just how far is it going to get?
Yeah.
I mean, you think this year compared to last year in terms of like all this stuff,
This year has been mad, to be fair. Obviously, with all the stop oil protests and fucking everything. Obviously, you know, the dramas with Ukraine and then Iran and all that now as well.
Just give us a break, innit?
Yeah. So,
just, you know, just like 3 months, just give us a break. Bring down prices of shit.
Yeah.
Just give us a break.
Oh, no.
Just stop throwing shit in my face. Just let me relax.
Yeah. Because especially with like, these wars that are going on, why are people so fucking upset about an advert? Why are people... I can't believe there's that many people watching normal TV to see this advert to have a fucking moan about it anyway. Especially these younger ones that are fucking moaning about it. Why aren't you fucking sitting there watching YouTube and fucking Netflix and that? How have you seen this advert to fucking be upset about it? Fucking morons.
Yeah, it's a hard one, especially with this conflict or war, whatever you want to call it. Because obviously there's that religious... aspect to you don't really want to get too involved and have.
I'll be honest, I don't know enough about everything that is going on to give an opinion about it. You know, it's almost like modern day hit the shit, really, because they don't like each other. They want it that way, but the others want it this way. And I'm just surprised that we haven't given more. I say we, the government hasn't just posted off more money like what they did with Ukraine. Mm. Because I feel like that's what they all want to do. All these other countries want to have a war just so they can get the aid money coming in from us.
But
again, that's a fucking rant for someone else.
Yeah, I was literally going to start talking about it, but no.
That's what I'll have to call later for the fucking old boys.
I was just going to literally just say something, and I thought, no, because I said that there's no... Yeah, we'll leave that. Let's not.
Yeah.
We're surprised we're still on the show. Actually, we still got a show. We thought it would have been cancelled 4 weeks, 6 weeks in.
No, it was like week 3, really, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, at least we can openly say the first two episodes that are no longer, unless you already had it, they're not on. But it's not because of stuff that I said or anything. It's just because...
There was pilot episodes, if you will.
Yeah, more so, really, weren't there?
This stuff, I mean, I know a lot of people aren't probably feel the same. Just feels one thing after another. And
it is.
You know, it's going to be hard this Christmas. Last Christmas was hard with all the energy prices going up. But
again, because the bills are going to be higher this year. Even though, apparently, the energy bills are lower, but it's the standing charges have gone up.
So it's more or less the same.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. You know, obviously, it doesn't bother me. I'd happily sit there with no heating on because I'll just put a blanket on or put a fucking jumper on or whatever. And I don't want the house too hot because of the dog, because being an Alaskan Malamute, they prefer a cold environment. So it doesn't bother me. And again, because the missus will have the heating on and she'll still be pyjamas, dressing gown, one or two blankets on as well. Yeah. And it's like the house, I had it last week. From leaving here last week, I've got home, the heating's on, it's roasting, but I fucking had my shower and that. I mean, shorts and t-shirts, sitting there sweating, and she's there all layered up while the heating's on still. You're just wasting money the way I see. But her argument is that she pays the gas and electric, so term on her. Which you can't argue with that. What I do moan about it, at least, anyway. fucking ginger bitch. So, yeah, I think it's just a fucking advert at the end of the day.
It's literally the first. So it's the first.
I think Asda's got an advert out.
But what I'm saying is there's still room for plenty bullshit adverts to come out.
Well, at least
we'll hope John Lewis does.
At least they'll look at what's gone on with this, and they'll probably change in a couple of things in their adverts. You know, but I think was it a little penguin or something with theirs last year? Or it might have been the year before.
You can't beat the Coca-Cola ones, any. The classic ones where the screen goes, obviously, because you don't fit on your voice, TV has to go in a little bit.
Is it coming? Again, I don't know. We need this quick. But it literally is, as soon as Halloween's done, everyone's fucking out of it.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, again, I don't listen to the radio while I'm at work anymore now, but I bet there's already Christmas songs playing.
It would be nice to have a white Christmas star, mate.
Right, you know,
No, I mean just not just nightclub toilets. I mean outside.
You want snow, actual snow weather.
Yeah, not Colombian marching powder.
Like, I thought you meant fucking colour of people's skins, but well, you know. Where you live, kid. Well, we've never really had a white Christmas, though, have we?
No, we had one. Where it had a blanket of snow, probably about 20 years ago.
Yeah, look, so yeah,
literally,
we could properly enjoy it.
You couldn't have snowball flights or nothing like that.
Where I grew up, Boars Green, Birmingham City Football Ground, I remember a bit of snow when I was a kid at that point. From there, nothing. Since I've lived in Coventry, you think I've had with my old Alaskan and then this one, that's about 10 years worth. So I've had two proper snow dogs, once I've had good snow. And that was with Maddie with the last one, because I remember walking her in it and literally everyone coming out with the same comments. You need a sled so that dog can pull you on it. Yeah. You know, you're not the first one that just says that. So that's the only reason why I want snow, really. Just so the dog can enjoy. I remember last year there was a little bit, or it might have been this year still, they had a little bit of snow for 2 hours, barely covered the floor. And I let him out in the garden, and he's fucking jumping up, trying to bolt it in the air and all that. Otherwise, now it's... I suppose it's just because we're in the city centres, essentially.
Yeah. You know,
there's too much, the light pollution just off the lampposts, stops all the spread of snow, really. We just don't get enough of it. If we were to live in more of the countryside.
Yeah, look, more Scotland and more north. But, yeah.
But even when we did have a bit of a flutter, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, heading out towards Dad's Way, Derbyshire and that, they had a good bit of snow. Mm. Just not enough for us, really.
That's one thing I'm always envious of America about.
Yeah, yeah.
When suburban America, it looks perfect, no matter
spring,
summer, fall.
You see the Christmas films as well. It forces it. Obviously, it's exaggerated. You see the white Christmas in New York and all that. Home Alone.
But a Rockefeller tree.
Yeah, and it's fucking.
Have you seen they've got that tree out now? You know when you just said the day after Halloween?
I can't see it.
Yeah, so I've seen a video of them getting the tree out of.
Fucking hell, man. But as I say, when we was living in the pub, we'd have the tree up. They'd already have the Christmas decorations on. But then there'd be the black sheeting and fucking spider webs and whatever put onto it. So after the Halloween party, once all the customers were out, that was it. Fucking, I'd be packing up the DJ stuff and then the staff would be taking the Halloween decorations off the tree and then it's already ready. I remember fucking helping out, putting all the Christmas decorations up and that. It's just, it needs to just be the last couple of weeks of December. It's 12 days of Christmas for a reason also. But, I don't want to be a Scrooge to everyone.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy. But there's someone around the corner from me. They've had the fucking, they never took the lights down, basically. And I just, like, some of the mornings I'll be walking with the dog and the lights will be just on.
Well, the actual Christmas lights outside?
Yeah, so it's the multicoloured ones hanging from the guttering bit outside the house. And it's like every now and again, they'll just put them on. So fucking...
See?
But even like summertime and that, like walking around 4 o'clock in the morning with the dog, and they're on. Like, what?
Yeah. The weirdest experience, it is weird though when you see like that, because I remember walking around Stratford-upon-Avon in one of the hottest days ever, and I don't know if they still got it, but they had a Christmas store. So like you walk outside, shorts, t-shirt, it's hot. You go in, it's all Christmassy. It didn't feel right.
Was it Debenhams that used to have it in Birmingham Town Centre? There was literally, I don't know if it was like a whole floor or fucking... Like a section of the shop that was Christmas all year round.
Oh, I'm not too sure about that.
There was definitely somewhere.
It sounds like a Debenhams thing.
Because if I remember rightly, Debenhams was like
four floors, and boring.
Because like, they've got like a John Lewis corner and all that as well. Yeah. And I'm sure there was a section which was all year round, just Christmas. You think it must be soul destroying listening to the Christmas songs every day of the fucking year. Wow, I couldn't do it. I remember being on a job a couple of years ago as well, and this plumber, I mean, he was a real space cadet anyway, fucking up, shouldn't be on the tools, but he's sitting there and he's like, don't you think it's strange? Well, he's proper mad that every year you listen to the same Christmas songs every day over Christmas. And I just looked at him because he was being serious. I'm like, well, don't you think it's mad that we listen to the same songs every day on the same radio station, though? And he just couldn't grasp it. I'm like, yeah, but every day on this radio station, it's a repeat between like the Arctic Monkeys, Ed Sheeran songs.
Yeah, the same 10 songs.
Yeah, it's like over and over. I'm like, so don't you think that's more mad, more strange than for 6 weeks of the year listening to fucking Mariah Carey and the Pogues and that? But he just couldn't get it. I say he was a weird character anyway.
Did you remember back in the day, there was a university, you could call him up, he was in America, and you could call him up and ask him to sing a song, and the people would sing a song.
Students, weren't he?
Yeah. And so people would ask them to do, like, British Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And they'd have no idea, and they'd just kind of like...
Just try to make it up. Yeah. I remember we used to do it where, I'd come to yours on the Christmas, like the morning or whatever, and we'd just start ringing people and just sing fucking carols and that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah, that was funny mornings. I mean, it was funny for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then like, we'd go off and have a couple of beers.
Because didn't we turn the caller ID off so they did not?
We did with a couple of them anyway, because we did it like 3 years in a row or something as well. Fucking sad. But to be fair, because we were still not fresh out of school, so we was more into Christmas at that point. Right, we were still getting... No, but you know what I mean? Because we were still getting more childish gifts.
Yeah.
Which I have to laugh about that. Look, it's not hard to get us presents, is it?
Yeah.
Just what? Fucking anything... I know what you're going to ask. I don't know. it's not hard, though, is it? Because you can look. Man, I'd be happy fucking if the missus got me a Sky Electrics or something for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'd just sit there, fucking just every now and again, just bang it out on the floor and fucking start playing with the Sky Electrics study. But you know, it's not hard, is it? So,
yeah, no. But I was going to say, what was your favourite Christmas present you ever received?
I thought you were going to say, what do I want for Christmas?
No.
Just a blowjob I'll be after that, mate. I'd say it was getting up, and I had a load of Power Rangers toys because it was I had the original Megazord and all that. And then I remember the one in particular. It was when I can't remember the name of the Megazord, but it was the next one. He had the big green orb on the chest.
Because
it weren't like Samurai and it weren't the ninja ones. It was still the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But it was like the second or the third Megazord. And it was quality anyway, because fucking like it had like the remote control and essentially wheels on its feet and you'd be able to move forward. Yeah. But it was all on a lead and that though still. It weren't advanced enough to be fucking wireless remote control. Fucking Just that, and just playing with the fucking the old action figures, and you know, getting my old Power Ranger toys and just fucking. It's not even proper play. It's just got fucking smashed their heads against each other and that. So, but I'm holding my sister's left. Fucking, I'd love to get them out one day.
Yeah, she's got a few things up there, and she's got some Pokemon cards as well, potentially.
No, they were in the garage. Oh, was fucking Swirls Barkley chucked them all when he entered the garage. Oh no, man. Fucking, really? Because I had a load of fucking shinies in there. I mean, they probably wouldn't have been worth as much as they could be, because I never had them in plastic cases, but still, would have been nice just to have the fucking collection at least. Mm. The fucking loads. All the original Pokemon, though. Original 151.
Well, the new set, the newest set that's out is Pokemon 151. That is just the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I
started doing them 2019 again, but then the hype caught up, and it you went from paying like £30 for like the first edition Sabrina's Gengar. Like, I've seen that not graded to like fucking £90.
Yeah, it's mental.
Yeah.
To be fair though, if I had the fucking money, I mean,
it's just the artwork in there.
Yeah. But if I had enough money, I would be buying all shit like that. Mm. Remember doing a job years ago, and obviously this chap had money, because the display cabinets, there were several glass ones and then a load of different shells and stuff, and there was all sorts on them. There was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like Star Wars, like all in separate bits and that look.
I was seeing the boxes as well.
Some were in boxes, yeah. And some were like, and he just had from his own childhood, he just put in these glass cabinets and stuff. I just remember looking at it all and thinking, that's probably, I'm talking about 15 years ago or so. I remember thinking, that's probably like £20,000 worth of fucking toys there, just on their own. Fucking, God knows what they'd be worth now.
Well, Jay, you know the original Pokemon cards, if it was the first edition ones, Wizard of the Coast ones, the original ones where you had Charizard, Bulbasaur, Venusaur, and the old artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had one of them sealed? In good condition, that's worth a couple £100,000 now. It's just mad. It's honestly, just think, go back to like 10-year-old, just buy one, put it in a lunchbox, surround your bubble wrap, put it in a lunchbox, store it away for 20 years.
Yeah. It was
different back then, though.
It was different now, because how people had the willpower to not just tear open the boxes of the toys and just fucking start playing with them.
Well, I wouldn't say, I think our generation is the last generation where you're going to get nostalgia, because maybe kids don't have anything like that to go back to a phone, tablets, games on,
Yeah, but that's what they did, what was the digital artwork stuff, what was that called?
NFTs.
It's just all fucking, like your Fortnite skins and whatever. And
that's what I'm saying. So like a kid now that's 10 playing Fortnite, playing whatever games for 10-year-old players now. Watches, whatever the watch now. You didn't have the action figures to back it, the games to back it.
No.
So when he's like 30, he's like, I used to watch that. There's nothing else to go to.
No.
That's where, say, look, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, you've got games, fucking action figures, the lot, the costumes.
I suppose the main one that a lot of people still get really now is just the Legos, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're expensive.
Fucking hell. I know.
And also, I get it, you've built it, but then you can't touch it.
Well, again, back to another job when I was on the couch for E-Wires, because a lot of the couch ones you have to put trunking around, you can't chase into the walls or whatever. But the one job in particular, I don't know if it was his bedroom now, but hanging from the ceiling, there was like the Death Star, Millennium Falcon, and all that. I remember saying to the other lad that was with us, be fucking careful, because that's all worth a lot of money. And he spun round fucking with a bit of trunking in his fucking hand, twatted the fucking Falcon. I'm like, whoa! Like, it didn't fall, but, it's just hanging on string, and he's like, fucking hell. And I remember the one room in that house in particular as well, fucking, there was people used to have a thing called bookshelves. So for all the younger listeners, you get a...
Do you remember bookends?
So, yeah, it was essentially a bookshelf, but it was all these DVDs. And I remember glancing along it all, and it literally, there was no porn there. It was thousands of DVDs, not one porno. Couldn't believe it. Absolutely shocking.
Got the right mindset, stay away from that.
But it was before it was easily accessible on the phones and computers, and that's still in it. So, yeah.
Do you remember when you had to try for it?
Horrible. Horrible times to fucking
buy a magazine. Imagine going to a shop and just casually just buying a magazine.
So I used to fucking... So, obviously, the Sun and the Daily Star would have page three.
Yeah.
But then there was the Daily Sports as well, which literally was all just tits and that in it.
Yeah.
And so on a Friday, I used to buy one of those for our brother-in-law fucking... As soon as I'd get in the van, he'd have a quick fucking look and he'd be fucking like, pretending to flick the nipples on the fucking tits and out. Oh, look at that one. Oh. It used to make his brother, he'd fucking love him. And then, like, come 10 o'clock, we'd stop and have breakfast and that and a cup of tea. And he'd be fucking straight into it, just looking at it. He'd never read it. I mean, that paper had no stories
to read. Yeah, there's anyway. Nothing to read.
But like, there'd sport, be man. No attempt to read any of the articles anyway. It'd just be fucking just gazing at the fucking. The woman's tits and fucking, I suppose he never even looked at the faces. But yeah, he used to make his broad eyes. That was one of the perks of it, really, because it would mean that you're definitely having a break. So you can fucking chill for half an hour or whatever, because you'd be looking at it. In other words, I used to get myself the Nuts and Zoo magazines from time to time. But none of that these days. Literally, it's just on the phones, isn't
it? So what I'm saying, so like kids now, I don't know what they're going to refer back to besides old phones. Like, remember,
it's because it will all just be on the internet to just pull back up in a fucking instance, isn't it? Well, I was around my sisters the other day, and I was saying to my mum, so my niece and nephew were upstairs, they're both just fucking, they were on the phones or playing the PlayStation, whatever. I was like, would she not go out? With a friend or anything, and then will he not go out with his mates and go to the park and play football or anything? My mum was saying no, they're not allowed out. But none of the other kids go out and do anything either. It's just all sitting on the fucking PlayStations and fucking on the TikTok and that. So it's mental because we'd be out all the time. Yeah,
and I remember when my parents used to say about days to be out at the time and now time to change. And I used to think there was time. Absolute bollocks, but you don't see kids playing it. And to be fair, I can't blame them at the moment with the way I think is. It's just,
I mean, paedophiles were around when we were kids,
but I just mean just kids with knives and everything, just
that's all. It
just seems more violent, but I don't know if that's because you're growing up, so you're not blind to it.
But there's no fear factor with the kids these days.
Yeah.
You know, they're not scared of...
They talk to you like you're on a microphone, like they give it...
Yeah. They're not afraid of getting a slap from just a random adult or anything. You know, I remember, if our ball went into someone's garden, you'd be nervous to knock on the door and ask for it.
You'd have to ask for it, even if it's right there.
You wouldn't want to do anything. And if you was doing anything naughty and the police was to drive past... You're all fucking running away.
Yeah.
Whereas now they'll stand there and they'll fucking gob off to the police officers and fucking, you know, I've seen a couple of videos where they've broke into the police car and they're getting all the gear out and stuff. It's like, you wouldn't even dream of doing that when we were kids. And it was more so the fact as well, if one of the adults that your ball's gone in the garden and they were to fucking ring up, or if they knew your mum and dad, like, it's that fear factor of, shit, when I get home, I'm going to get a fucking hiding. None of that now. Obviously, you can't even fucking tell your kids off,
let alone
fucking smack them.
I remember one time, and I don't know why I've done it. I think I might have mentioned it before. We was on this, I won't say the factory, but behind our school, there's a long road at one point. It comes to a dead end, and you've got the field, and you cross over the field, and you come out at the bottom of another area. I don't want to say where it is. Just, and I remember...
I think I know which bit you're on about,
Me and my mate was walking. And just for some reason, I had this stick and I was dashed at the car. Didn't realise the man was in the car. And not... Anyway, so he's chasing...
Especially for you, because that was completely out of character then.
But like, literally, it's because we were joking about it. I threw it. Didn't think he was in the car, but I did aim for the car. I fucking threw it. He was in the car.
He's ragged it down this road, and me and my mate sprinted, but then he comes to a dead end where you obviously you can't drive into the field.
Yeah.
So we span his car, run. I've just jumped in a bush, literally just completely in a bush. Like, first bush, just jumped straight into me. Anyway, he was like, I know where you fucking live, you fucking pricks. Losing his head, as you do, as
yeah,
you would.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 10 minutes out, I went home. I said to Adam, yeah, I said to my mate, I said,
It's
wrong,
I don't know.
I said, I'll come round in a minute. We'll have a chat, whatever. So I went around about half an hour and I went, knocked his door. And you've got to come round us. The geezer's knocked on my door. He wants to speak to us. And he was like, yeah. And he went along with it, like, to the time. He, like, obviously got out of his house to walk around the corner. I was like, yeah, I'm really there. just fucking people. Yeah, mate.
But that did happen though.
Yeah.
Where if they knew who you was and who your parents are, they'd go around and then you'd fucking smack fear, up your mum and dad and that. Oh, Kenny. You know, I wasn't a naughty child fucking at all. And I'd get a fucking holding for no reason. But again, that was different times. You know, dad fucking from a rough Irish family and that, and grew up having beatings for no reasons and whatever. And so it was built in. I'm not happy. I'm putting it out onto the kids then. And it was just a part of the times. In general, never did me any harm. You know, I still flinch from time to time, but it was nothing major. It was just part of growing up, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, God forbid if I actually was fucking naughty. Look, my younger brother, little fucker, always was getting into things, fucking. And the amount of times, like, he's broken fucking his legs, his arms and all sorts and that from fucking around on motorbikes, but mopeds and stuff. And he'd hurt himself so bad and still be all right. Like, I remember him breaking his arm, not crying, but he cried because dad told him off.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the fear factor. Like, he didn't care about what he was getting up to and whatever. But as soon as dad would find out, it's like, I'll fuck
him. It's that anticipation and the anxiety.
You're going to get that. Yeah. Because the one time in particular, I think it was a bike, he's fell off. And literally, you could see fucking, he'd scratched all the skin off his fucking ribs and that log, and fucking his arms broke and everything. So you can see full on flesh, blood fucking dripping and that. And it was an FA Cup game. I think it might have been the final, but I remember it was Man United against Portsmouth. And I'm sitting there, I could see him come into the living room, like, cautiously. Zach weren't crying, just fucking scared. Dad, I've hurt myself. And, Dad's telling him to fucking shut up. The football was on. You had to be quiet when the football was on. Couldn't say a fuck. I couldn't even celebrate. You know, I couldn't, not like fucking how a lot of people do, shouting at the TV. What are you fucking, not that I, you know, as a kid, I weren't swearing at the TV or fucking, the ball or shoot, well, I couldn't
there's
do
nothing
anything.
To celebrate bringing a man new fan at the moment. That's for another day.
I've got brands that I fucking want to do, but I'm not gonna because I'm fucking sick of it. But anyway, yeah, he's like, no, but dad's, I've hurt myself. And so, as dad's looked at him, he's fucking seen that his arm's broken, all that. He's got up, twatted him around the fucking head.
Yeah,
that's when he started crying.
That'll help
people, won't it? But it's because he's pissed off. He's had to take him to the fucking hospital while the game's on. I just sat there and said, fuck all. Because I knew if I would have said something, I would have got a slap as well. And I'd done nothing. Yeah. I was just sitting there watching the game. Fucking. So yeah, that was.
You wouldn't have told good slap.
Oh, man. Fucking hell.
Just being in the same room.
Well, I used to get a smack if the rest of them, because chores, they'd go out on the fucking morning to, you know, car boot or whatever. Well, not car boot, because we'd go with them on car boot. We'd say to the garden centre.
Yeah.
So I'd be there, from the age of, eight, looking after the younger brothers and sisters. And if the house wasn't tidy, so we'd all been, told, you've got to do the fucking vacuuming, clean the fish tank and whatever. And if the jobs weren't done, I'd get the smack. So I ended up having to do most of the fucking housework. And fucking, if it weren't done right, he'd walk along, rub the fucking dust on the fucking, the fireplace,
that's
whatever.
That's a dictatorship, that is, mate.
It was. I remember fucking, so when we was 12 or 13, Church Road near the Glebe, he was in that fucking house.
The manor.
Yeah, man. And I remember with that, I fucking, they just weren't listening. And I remember thinking, hang on, I'm fucking old enough now. But I don't need to be here and put up with this shit.
Mm.
So I literally, I said to the brother, like, who's 2 years younger than me, I was like, fuck you and your shit, I'm going. And so I got on my bike, but the curbs were fucking tall outside that house. And I didn't lift the fucking front tire up enough, did I? And I fucking smashed the tire up and that. Fucking, it's all buckled. So I had to walk all the way to fucking the wood. Like half an hour fucking walk back with my broken bike and that. And like an hour or so later, he's fucking, when he's got home, he's realised I'm not there. I've left the rest of them to it. And he's come round and Mum actually stood up to him like, and told him to fuck off. Like, you know, I'm not a babysitter. And I didn't see him for a couple of weeks after that. Wow. Yeah, fucking. That was just a part of the times. You know, we do live in different times these days.
That's it.
Fucking hell. All this because of a fucking Christmas advert.
That's it. That's what we do.
I know. Just the real talk.
Fly
boy. You know what? Actually, fucking, I do want to actually shout out to fucking Mark Goldbridge. I'm convinced he's fucking listening to us.
Yeah, listening,
Mark,
mate.
If you're out there, fucking heads up, give us a fucking shout, man.
Why do you think that?
No, because a fucking fair few times now, he's feeling like fucking, well, as he's talking away, he keeps dropping in real talk, real talking at, like, about scenarios or fucking, obviously, about, you know, it's even that name, like, but he keeps saying real talk, and he never used to come out with any of that. Like,
but, I don't know, so, mate, maybe that's you just wishful thinking.
No, mate, Mark's a fan.
If Mark, if you are listening, get him on. I'll watch you both moan about Man U.
Mate, we'll come on the podcast. We don't have to just talk about Man United. But, yeah, Goldbridge Sage Football is his podcast. Otherwise, yeah, if you want me on the United stand, I'll fucking come on. You know, they've had Angry Ginge on there, so I'll come on as well. Yeah. And so, yeah, if any of yous have got any emails or anything that yous want to send to us, any questions that yous have got, or just to fucking say hello and that. You know what it is. It will be all in the descriptions. Again, on the YouTubes, for everyone that does watch YouTube, it's bouncing around on the screen from time to time. But, yeah, email us, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. I mean, to be fair, I'm never on the Twitter. But I know we haven't had any messages on Twitter. But if you feel like slotting in the DMs on it, on X, it's @AshandJB. So, we have got couple of emails.
Right.
It's what you fucking look forward
to.
No,
it is.
Get you up in the morning. So Carl's dropped us another questionnaire. Right, lads. If someone broke into your house while you were having a shit, would you wipe first or get straight up?
No. So for me, if I'm shitting and someone comes in the house, I'm up. I am up. Also, if they're in my presence, they're getting shit thrown at them. Imagine that. Could that be a tactical? No, because no one's...
And gonna, in the toilet. Yeah. Pulling the log out.
Bang. Could you think about it? That's tactical, because they're going to be like, I've got shit on me.
Yeah, they'll be freaking out because of that then, yeah.
I've got feces on my face.
I'm going to have pink eye now.
That's it.
Yeah.
But not straight up, mate. Straight up.
I think it depends on what kind of shit you've had, though. No, because let's just say you've got a bit of a dodgy stomach and it's just fucking, it's liquid everywhere.
That can go all over the floor rather than someone take your shit.
But yeah, like if it's fucking, if I know it's going to be fucking dribbling down my leg as I fucking get up, I'd have to have just that quick tactical
nap. You know what you'd have to do, mate? Get some tissue, clog it up. Yeah, clog.
If it's still coming out,
clog it. Good to go, like,
otherwise, if it was a fucking a dirty one where, like, it's all over my arse and that, I'd at least, it's not often, but we all know it happens sometimes, I'd at least just grab the roll and wipe the whole roll just to fucking get an excess off.
Right.
Not like, physically fucking do the normal technique of two sheets off, fold, wipe.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't go through that effort. But yeah, I'd fucking, I'm not going to fully clean. If it's a solid log, the way who should be, then straight up fucking down.
Also, what a brilliant strange question at the same time, because you can tell he's thought about it. It was like, well, he's probably having
I bet he was having a shit. He's like, probably heard a noise thinking, who's that?
If someone was to come here, what would I do?
Yeah,
look, also, it's if you're having a piss, would you just
Because that'd be a more awkward one, because you know how it is sometimes to stop the flow. So that'd be pretty more of an awkward one.
Well, I mean, sometimes the dog will, because I'll shut the door whether I'm having a piss or a shit dog. And so sometimes he'll fucking essentially headbutt the door and open it up. So when that happens, mate, he's a fucking, dogs are dogs, fucking, I get it, but you need your 5 minutes alone sometimes, don't you? And he'll just fucking nudge the door. I'm sure he jumps up and tries to fucking hit the handle, but he hits it with that much force, the whole door slams open. So yeah, when he's done that sometimes and I'm having a piss, I can stop it. Because again, weird dog, he'll try and fucking come and sniff the string. It's like, move. So I'll have to stop mid-flow, fucking push him away, fuck off, you little dickhead.
Because I was just thinking, is that be more of a better one? Because if, say, you're having a piss and someone then comes up, you can just piss and I'm like, get away.
Yeah, I mean, because my bathroom's upstairs.
You could piss downstairs onto them while they're coming up.
Yeah, but I'd
hear them. You've got the high ground, mate.
Yeah, literally. but because I'd hear them coming in, I'd have a bit more time to be able to fucking stop and then run down or whatever.
That is a brilliant and strange question.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You should have told us what. Carl, message back. What would you do in that situation? Are you wiping?
And what made you ask the question? Was you... He's got to...
He must have been having a shit. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
If he weren't, that's a pretty strange... If he wasn't having a shit, that's... I don't want to say weird, because, just... You wouldn't be walking thinking about having a shit and some... But...
It's I imagine it was. He's sitting there and then, I don't know, fucking his mum and dad come in or something. Or, obviously, I don't know much about Carl. He might be living on his own. But say someone's come into the house and he's thought, oh, shit, who's that?
Yeah.
And then
it's
probably popped in his head that
way. Yeah. But no, thank you.
Yeah, nice one, Carl. Who's this? Kirsty.
Are we doing a... Back check. Is this relevant to the other emails we've had previously?
The subject is new update.
Okay. So do you want to give everyone the rundown?
Yeah. So for all the new listeners out there, Kirsty, long time fan, plenty of emails in. She loves it. she's not had the best of luck with men. Was shagging a puppet before as well. so with this new fella anyway, he was being a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was like too much texting. Yeah,
a bit too soon.
Too lovey dovey after fucking day one, essentially. So she took our advice, told him to just take a step back, calm it down, reel it in a little bit.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. And then after that chat, he went a bit funny, but he was still speaking. So this is a new update then. So after all of your fabulous advice, so after all your fabulous advice, I've had to end another relationship. Now, just to clarify, Ash is not laughing at you, he's just laughing at the situation.
It's just like, we've always doing a good thing, mate. It's just...
Well... this time though wasn't because of all the previous stuff.
Oh right,
not to do with the texting or anything.
I mean, our advice was just spot on. Yeah.
Always is, always real talk, real advice. So we had a couple more dates since the last email, and on the last one went back to his yard. So back to his house then. She was after some sexy times, I'm guessing.
Well.
I should have known as soon as I walked in that I wasn't in for a good time. The flat stunk, mess everywhere. Fucking men, lads, fucking, well, women as well, anyone that's fucking going out on dates now, if you're intending to bring someone back, have a fucking tidy up, man.
Just,
it doesn't have to be fucking immaculate, but just, yeah, it's the flat's a mess. Fucking, so it stinks. Look, open a fucking window, put a fucking incense on, fucking air fresheners, whatever. Yeah. Mess everywhere, dirty dishes and all that.
These wash up, mate.
I'm assuming Jeff fucking lives on his own here as well, or with a fucking roommate.
Yeah. Maybe.
But, you know, if you, like, I used to do, living on my own and that, it was essentially one plate or one bowl that I'd be using. Yeah. Wash it, fucking let it dry off, put it away. Fucking, it's not hard. So, yeah, if you're fucking, if you're going out on a date and that, just make sure it's tidy.
Just in case, you never know.
Yeah. And make sure yourself as a person's tidy as well. Like, if you're thinking I'm going to get something, like, make sure you're groomed, you're all nice and clean and that.
Because imagine you're going through that, you're going to get some, and then because you didn't do the dishes. You know.
Yeah. Fucking, oh, that's annoying, that is. It's annoying. Fucking, so dirty dishes and all that. I thought it was best to go straight to the bedroom, so she weren't messing around. And she wanted
She know what she wanted.
Yeah. But that was even worse. Dirty clothes and sheets all over the place. Again, you've got to have clean bedding.
I mean, the dirty clothes, just throw in the corner and go, there, my washing or whatever.
Yeah, but or, like, the, you know, if it's a floor drobe where you've got your wash clothes folded and just put onto the floor, then yeah, fucking, but just dirty clothes and that thrown everywhere. You can't have that. It's fucking, it's lazy, it's ignorant, fucking, you shouldn't be fucking happy bringing someone back if it's like that.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's why you have at least the fucking living room tidy, so you can say, oh, sit here for a minute, I'll grab us a drink. And then you fucking, you'd run and sort your bedroom out quickly or something, wouldn't you?
I suppose the bare minimum, you would just get the shit off your bed, just kick it all in the corner and do your bed.
Yeah, it's fucking, that's annoying, that is. Dirt sheets all over the place. If I wasn't drunk, then I would have left, but my body wanted release. So, yeah, she knew what she wanted. So I let him have a go. That's what she's put there. Worst experience of my life. Couldn't find my clit with fingers or tongue. Got closer to my belly button.
What?
So I'm guessing he was fucking steaming as well. Well, just fucking,
you know, she knows who she's talking to. She's talking to the top shagger and enjoyed it. Yeah. So
I feel like he should be fucking asking for this.
I think he needs. Yeah.
Fucking. Dick smelt, so he had no chance of a blowjob. See, this is what I'm saying. You clean your house, clean your fucking self.
Also, didn't you have no, like, insight in the previous times, meaning that he's a smelly guy?
Well, because I know fucking one of our old friends in particular would always fucking have loads of aftershave and fucking go through, like, a can of Links every day because they wouldn't fucking shower.
Okay.
You do know I'm on about anyway. We ain't seen him for a long time. But yeah, fucking. Well, it's just you're going out on a date and just fucking clean everything. It's fucking annoying that.
There's no prep work in that. You've got to prep.
Yeah. Give him a handy for like 30 seconds and he dribbled all over me. So he's come fucking straight away.
Yeah. Job. Well, I will say this to him, they all can't be winners. You know? Yeah. But, you know, it's like, no. Wait, no, let's have a through chat about this.
Real story.
Yeah, so, you know, your Christmas advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You open them up. Oh, chocolate. I'll have that. You open one of them, chocolate's far down. You know, that's what I'm saying. They all can't be winners. You know what I mean? You win some, you lose some.
That was shit, that was, Ash.
No, that was was a great...
Do you want me to edit this out and you have another one?
This lit. No, all I'm saying is they all can't be winners.
So what you're saying is if you open that little window and the chocolate's not in there, you're disappointed.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you opening again.
The next day.
But what I'm saying is I can't back him on anything else besides a premature.
Well, that said person that I'm on about anyway was the one with the kettle challenge. Yeah. Fucking. So the kettle challenge was fucking. Like, one of our mates went to make a fucking brew, cup of tea. And the other lad went upstairs. And by the time the kettle had boiled, he was back down again. Yeah. He'd already fucking done the deed.
Hence, it's called the kettle challenge to anyone.
So
it sounds like she had a really bad time. So
the winner. Just a little bit more. Oh. Give him a handy for like 30 seconds and he dribbled all over me. I couldn't hold in laughing anymore, and he told me to leave. So I said I put too much pressure on him after the talk. So because of fucking fucking top advice then, shame I can't find a top shagger. Fucking, I'm taking first. I'm a married man. Fucking, there'll be another one out there. Fucking, can't wait for your next bit of advice.
Right. Was she, is there a question or?
No, no, that's, okay. That's what she's
wondering. So to summarise it, they went out, they've had a few drinks. She's ended up going to his, the house is a mess. They went into the bedroom, the house is a, the bedroom's a mess. Clothes everywhere.
Smelly knobs.
Smelly knob, smelly bed sheets, 30 seconds. Go, Jada.
It's just all on him. Like, you know,
yeah. Did she put too much pressure in?
No.
No. No, 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 I agree. No, no, no.
Look, so
is it just an excuse that he just come too quick?
But he's got his.
Yeah, well, he's
not really. He's got bothered. His. He's got his fucking little satisfaction, so he ain't gonna really be that bothered. But obviously, none of it's fucking. I mean, to be fair, you were drunk. You probably shouldn't have been as drunk when you're about to go back for a first time.
But if you're drunk, surely you should have been. Bit more than 30 seconds.
He should have been, but fucking, he obviously weren't drunk enough then, was he?
And as you said, he got his.
That's
it. At least someone got theirs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a positive from something.
Yeah. But you.
But they're rubbing the belly.
Oh, God. I mean, again, even that's not hard. Look, excuse the pun on Jeff's sense. But, you know, even if you don't know where the clit is, if you go in fucking muff diving, you just fucking.
You're going to hit it.
Yeah, your tongue's got to fucking go fucking in the right place at least once, you know. But she knows herself a bit anyway. She's saying the warning signs were there with the fucking mess and fucking all that. So you bought it on yourself a little bit.
She wanted it.
Yeah, you was hoping you could fucking push past all that and have a good time, but obviously no. Look, it weren't meant to be. Fucking
yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think you probably.
I mean, I don't know if he finished it really by saying get out and whatever, but we'll say that Kirsty ended it. The end of the day now, fucking, he's put the pressure on himself. Like, thinking that our advice is, too much pressure on. That's his own thing. But as I reckon he's just using an excuse. He doesn't fucking care.
No, but maybe he's just in a poor run of form, you know. There was Fernando Torres at Liverpool. There was Fernando Torres at Chelsea.
Mm.
You know, he couldn't stop scoring. Went to Chelsea, couldn't score.
I don't know if this lad's problem is scoring too much, though. Fucking. Now, just crack on. Again, don't rush into anything. Go what we said to you before. There's plenty more out there. You know, we can't give the advice on fucking Tinder or anything, but, you know, I did actually see, I think it was a TikTok. It was of women taking advice from the parents to try and find, a fella out doing normal things. So there was one where she's gone to the pub, a sports bar, and she's waiting to get fucking the attention of a man and stroke up a conversation. And then, after the game, whatever, whatever sporting thing was on the TV, she's left. And she thought, well, that was a dead end. All the men that were there were either as a part of a group watching the sports, let's just say it was football, watching the football, and then the others were there with the missus. So no one even looked at me. But there's a flea market down the road, so I'm going to go there. And she thought, yeah, just for the couples, so I had no chance of meeting anyone there. Went somewhere else, no chance of meeting anyone there.
Was she in America?
I think that one was, yeah.
So do you find it strange in America? They just seem to go up to people and say, I'd like to look at you, can I get your number? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of did things like
no,
that.
No, I mean...
Not the same. It was,
I've never seen anyone blindly walk up and look a coffee shop.
It was always not the pub or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, after some courage got put into them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where she's gone to a classy bar. She's all dressed up, sitting there with a glass of wine. And then it skips to afterwards, and she's like, yeah, not one person would even look at me, let alone come over and try and fucking say hello. And I've, so the point of all is it's like, hey, all the chivalry's dead. You know, no men are confident to go up to women and try and start a conversation because they're scared to get rejected. And I think it's the other side of it. It's because it's so easy to do it all on the texting, the fucking Tinders and whatever, that you're getting all of that awkwardness and that out on the fucking, on your mobile, essentially.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You haven't got to go through that fucking awkward striking up a conversation out fucking on the street or whatever. It's all...
I suppose it's easy to let the person go when you haven't...
Physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is now. Yeah, fucking hell. I mean, even with my missus, it was because she worked behind the bar and fucking, you know, giving to my advances, which, best thing she ever did. It was never really fucking just out walking about that I ever fucking just stopped. Oh, yeah, you're all bad. Do you fucking want to go and get a bite to eat or anything? So, yeah, I can't really give advice on that side of find someone. Yeah. But just, I suppose she's going to have to start vetting them, really, isn't she? You know, or, while they're at home and you're texting and that, just send us a selfie, like, to try and gauge if there's mess in the background or anything, or FaceTime. I suppose that's a fucking good way, isn't it? Like, if they're toddling around the house, you can see if the house is a mess.
Or if you tell them this story,
they would
clean the room then and probably try not
that's
to last
what she 30 needs seconds. To do.
Tell them this story of,
what she needs to do is any future potential suitors, just say, yeah, lad, listen to these two.
Come from
whatever episode, fucking listen to me.
That's it, plug us in, mate.
And she'll probably partially scare them off because they'll know that she's sending in messages, not emails and that. So,
which she's thankful for.
Yeah. So it'll weed out
the
wrong ones then because they're not going to be happy about
it. She'll just get the cream of the crop there.
Yeah. And hopefully you get the cream in the right crop then, not just over your hand. So yeah, that's the advice. Just get them to listen to the Real Talking podcast. Fucking get the realest of all the voices. But yeah, appreciate that. Hopefully, fucking you'll get there one day. But again, don't rush it. You know, she was only young, weren't she? I can't remember her age now. But you know, you're young enough. You don't need to rush it, man. Fucking hell, just carry on living, ain't you? Just be happy.
It's a story now. You've got a story to tell.
Yeah.
And you've told it.
Right. And then I know we've gone on for a bit, but we have got another one from Mikey Jones.
Mike Jones.
Right. So, all right, lads. So, with this new program on Channel 4 called Banged Up. Ah, shit. Have you seen any adverts of that?
I've literally just seen like a trailer advert for it.
Because I know that fucking Ricky from EastEnders is in it. And I don't know who else, to be fair. But, yeah, it's like I've seen like clips of the party and the sales and all that. Like any fucking, like because the prison guard. I saw one of the women prison guards on like the TikTok video. She was there smoking with them, having the party.
It's all fake though, isn't it? Like they're not really prison guards. They're all like actors, and they playing out.
I think the prisoners have reformed or something.
Right.
But the woman that was the prison officer that was in the video, she did a fucking, she was getting backlash on social media or whatever. So she was like, look, you know, it's not fucking real. Mm. You know, well, we're doing it as a part of the show. So just watch it for its entertainment, basically. Right. So yeah, it's put a lot of staff on edge. Luckily for you, I don't give a shit because I've not done anything wrong. So this leads me to the story of a night where there was a bit of a birthday party. So, even that's just mad. Like, in prison, you shouldn't be able to fucking have a fucking birthday party and shit. Like, can you imagine it, like, you're locked up, and like,
Happy birthday!
You get a little cake and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, God. Terrible. So I was new to this particular prison, so didn't really know the inmates. Turned out this man was the top dog, and it showed. Lights on late, gates open, free roam on the floor and music blasting. Mate, you'd be pissed off, wouldn't you? Fucking hell. What I was shocked with, though, was the participation of the staff with the partying. So this one is one of them ones then. Heavy drinking, doing drugs, smoking and sniffing, and fornicating. So I wonder if one of the prison guards was giving the old reach around thing of last fucking whack off. I didn't see anything in person, but the stories of female staff doing all sorts flooded the wings immediately the next day. Shame their husbands didn't know what happened. Fucking hell, man.
Look, I tell you what, you see some stuff. That you, obviously, well, we know he's seen some stuff in the stories, but I mean, you know.
So that's mad then. So obviously, well, as I says, that female guard was just saying it's all fake, it's for entertainment, you know, it's not real. And then Mikey boys fucking come out saying, well, I don't know, it does fucking happen.
Yeah.
And I feel inclined to believe my mate Mike.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, it's just ridiculous. You shouldn't be allowed to fucking have a fucking party. You know, you're in there for a reason. Fucking, you've done wrong.
And like the staff doing drugs and everything as well.
Yeah, and fucking like banging the prisoners and that as well. Yeah. While they're married. Fucking hell, like.
Outrage.
Imagine that, like your missus fucking is a prison guard. Like, what are you taking them condoms into work for? That you. That's if they're using them.
Oh, she couldn't look. She'd lose her, obviously, her job and then obviously her marriage, or
definitely the marriage. But obviously, if it's fucking,
look, you would think he would just tell. He wouldn't keep it quiet.
Yeah, the inmate isn't.
No. But what I'm saying is, so if your partner did that to you, and obviously you're going for divorce, what? Obviously.
Oh, so the husband, you know,
so then obviously he would obviously take it further, you would.
Yeah, I mean, fucking hell. If I found out one of the fucking old wife's bosses had fucking done anything and that, I'd fucking take it all to the top of fucking the company.
I think just anything goes in prison now, if you can, like, if where there's a will, there's a way,
to. Yeah.
I don't know how they would get all the prison guards on sword to do that, though. In terms of, like, lights on, free run, music, drugs, like...
I don't know. But
like a free-for-all. Like,
yeah, he said he was like the top dog, so obviously he must have a bit of money that he's fucking paying.
Yeah. It must have sunk over for them to let them... Well, for the prison guards.
But again, it's like, are they all doing fucking favours with each other and that as well? They're like, is he fucking, you know, like, oh yeah, let us have this party and fucking I can get a new fucking car for you or whatever. I don't know, man. Fucking... Yeah. But... anyway, after that being annoying, I'll, you know, appreciate it, Mark. Keep thank coming. You. We love your little stories.
Yeah, and thank you for everyone that's emailed.
Yeah, and again, you all know the sketch, fucking, you know, like, subscribe, download and that as well, and share it, share it. It doesn't do any harm. It takes you 2 seconds to just fucking ping it on your Facebook or whatever the fuck it is, I don't know. Or at least just fucking say to your mates and that, listen to these dickheads chat shit for an hour. I think we'll leave it at that now.
Yeah.
And we shall see you fucking next week then. Peace.
Bye-bye.